如果您想使用字幕显示功能，请确保已经将本音频与同名听力字幕文件都拷进同一个文件夹内。
阶段评估检测三，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Excuse me, where is this bus going? I've come all the way from Lakeview and I'm trying to get to Red Rock.
This bus goes past Red Rock and on toward Oak Village. You might need to ask the bus driver to make a special stop for you.
I just talked to the doctor. We should give Susan 1 teaspoon of medicine 3 times per day until her fever goes away.
Okay, I will give her some right now. Do you have any ideas to improve my study skills?
There are lots of special techniques, and even classes on the subject of study skills. But I think you should forget about all of that. Just study more.
I just finished this mystery book. It was so thrilling.But I'd like to read something totally different. Can you recommend another good book to me?
I have a poetry book, a detective book, and another really good mystery book that you might like.
Do you like cooking?
I love it.I really enjoy creating a meal from various ingredients and watching my friends enjoy it. It gives me a real sense of satisfaction. Do you enjoy cooking?
No, I don't. It takes up too much time, and I really hate having to clean up after the meal.
第二节，听下面几段材料。每段材料后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段材料前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题5秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段材料读2遍。听下面一段对话。回答第6至第8小题。
Have you heard of the National Library of St. Mark's? It's in Venice, Italy.
No, I haven't heard of it. What's so special about it?
It's one of the earliest surviving libraries in the world, and it has one of the greatest collections of classical texts.
Wow! When was it built?
In the 1500s. The designer was named Jacopo Sansovino. He first designed the building in 1537. He died in 1570, but in 1588, Vincenzo Scamozzi finished construction of the library.Even before the library was finished, books were collected and lent out there. So the library is considered to be the first public library.
Is it still open today?
Yes.
Do you know any other famous libraries in the world?
Yes. The Royal Library of Alexandria was built in Egypt around 300 BC by a man named Ptolemy. But it doesn't actually exist anymore. Syria and Greece also housed a lot of ancient libraries, but many of them were destroyed in wars over the years. Have you heard of the National Library of St. Mark's? It's in Venice, Italy.
No, I haven't heard of it. What's so special about it?
It's one of the earliest surviving libraries in the world, and it has one of the greatest collections of classical texts.
Wow! When was it built?
In the 1500s. The designer was named Jacopo Sansovino. He first designed the building in 1537. He died in 1570, but in 1588, Vincenzo Scamozzi finished construction of the library. Even before the library was finished, books were collected and lent out there. So the library is considered to be the first public library.
Is it still open today?
Yes.
Do you know any other famous libraries in the world?
Yes, the Royal Library of Alexandria was built in Egypt around 300 BC by a man named Ptolemy. But it doesn't actually exist anymore. Syria and Greece also housed a lot of ancient libraries, but many of them were destroyed in wars over the years. As a car lover and huge fan of James Bond movies, it's my pleasure to talk to you today about the release of the Vulcan supercar. I'm here with Jack, a representative for Aston Martin. Jack, what can you tell me about this wonderful car you've made?
Only 24 have been built, and they retail for $2.3 million. They are made of a special carbon fiber that is much lighter than metal, so they have much better fuel efficiency.
Only a special few will have a chance to drive one of these.
We've limited it so that only true sports car lovers have access to the Vulcan. We're setting a whole new standard in luxury supercars.
I hear it can go from 0 to 60 miles per hour in less than 3 seconds. And it'll top out at 200 miles per hour, right?
Right. It was styled completely in-house by the Aston Martin design team. It carries the traditional Aston Martin values of power, beauty, and soul.
Can we take a test drive?
You bet. Hop in.
As a car lover and huge fan of James Bond movies, it's my pleasure to talk to you today about the release of the Vulcan supercar. I'm here with Jack, a representative for Aston Martin. Jack, what can you tell me about this wonderful car you've made?
Only 24 have been built, and they retail for $2.3 million. They are made of a special carbon fiber that is much lighter than metal, so they have much better fuel efficiency.
Only a special few will have a chance to drive one of these.
We've limited it so that only true sports car lovers have access to the Vulcan. We're setting a whole new standard in luxury supercars.
I hear it can go from 0 to 60 miles per hour in less than 3 seconds. And it'll top out at 200 miles per hour, right?
Right. It was styled completely in-house by the Aston Martin design team. It carries the traditional Aston Martin values of power, beauty, and soul.
Can we take a test drive?
You bet. Hop in.
听下面一段独白，回答第十二至第十五小题。
Welcome to our game show. Congratulations to last week's winners, who will shortly be receiving top music discs. And now, go on to the competition of this week. Audience friends, make sure you've got a pen or pencil ready so you can write down the details. And make sure you're near a phone so you can ring it. Right. This week we're offering 10 prizes.So there's a chance for 10 people to win 2 free tickets for the concert on April 23rd at the International Stadium. You must have all 3 answers before you ring in. Then you will be asked for your name, address, telephone number, and age. The usual 12 lines will be open at the end of the program. So give us a ring as soon as you know the answers. If you can't get through the first time, then keep trying and trying!But you can only make 1 call, and in order to win the 2 tickets, your 3 answers must be completely correct. Good luck! Welcome to our game show. Congratulations to last week's winners, who will shortly be receiving top music discs. And now, go on to the competition of this week. Audience friends, make sure you've got a pen or pencil ready so you can write down the details.And make sure you're near a phone so you can ring it. Right. This week we're offering 10 prizes, so there's a chance for 10 people to win 2 free tickets for the concert on April 23rd at the International Stadium. You must have all 3 answers before you ring in. Then you will be asked for your name, address, telephone number, and age. The usual 12 lines will be open at the end of the program.So give us a ring as soon as you know the answers. If you can't get through the first time, then keep trying and trying. But you can only make 1 call, and in order to win the 2 tickets, your 3 answers must be completely correct. Good luck!